If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
This is what's so great about radio and why those of us who do it enjoy doing it. Because not only is it immediate and we have an immediate connection to you, the audience, but we also have an immediate connection as to what is happening in this world. And today, this morning, there was a massacre, is the only way I think you can describe it, in Orlando at a gay club around 2 a.m. Eastern, where at least at this point, 50 people have been killed, and the body count could go up, and it's being described as one of the worst massacres, if not the.
It's they're calling it the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
Wow.
Which is nothing for us to be proud of.
No, not at all. And as I said, it may only stoke the fires here of already a very divisive, what I guess is going to be upcoming divisive presidential campaign, as this year especially, if the two nominees who we expect to be elected officially by their conventions next month, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, there is a huge gap. There's a huge crevasse, if you will, between the viewpoints on of both of those candidates. And clearly something like this has no choice but become, unfortunately, a political issue, even though, as we right now just struggle to understand it and get the facts and all the tabulations and the motivations, which, as in all of these massacres, whether they are shootings at theaters or the motivations, you know, at shootings at schools, we're always wondering why. We want a reason why, and sadly, those reasons are never crystal clear. They never come to us, and many times the perpetrators of this are killed or kill themselves. And we never even hear from them. So we are, a lot of times, one reason why these events are open sores is because we don't really ever get full closure on them. And maybe it's impossible to get full closure as to motives and why and how and all that. But as Dave Jennings said earlier, whatever it is, we can say that it's not a proud day in our country right now, because as we continue our efforts to be more diverse and more inclusive, and as our population changes and as our laws change to reflect this new inclusion, it's not easy. As many people have said, this going back to the Revolutionary War, democracy ain't easy, folks, and neither is changing attitudes. And this country, we do change. If you look at the changes that we've made.
And sometimes we have to be dragged to those changes.
Yes, we do.
Kicking and screaming.
Yes, but we do.
But eventually, people kind of get the hint. You know what? There really is no reason why someone who has a suntan that's a little bit darker than yours shouldn't be able to use the same drinking fountain you do.
Right.
A couple walking down the street holding hands, a man and a woman. No problem. Well, there was a time when it was a problem if one of the couple happened not to be of the same race.
It was even actually against the law.
It was against the law. We kind of eventually worked our way through that one. Sharing the same classroom, that used to be against the law. Well, we kind of worked our way through that. We have more to work through. And it's like, you know what? Change is inevitable. It happens. You and I are not the same people we were yesterday. Why? Because hopefully we learned something from some event that we were involved in yesterday. So today we're a different person.
Yeah.
And if you don't change, if you don't grow, then guess what? You get left behind. And well, you can't expect everybody else to kind of wait for you to catch up.
Yeah. Well, I've got actually somebody on the phone here that is very familiar with the club, the Pulse, in Orlando. Actually, a Chicago resident, but used to work there. Is this Benjamin DaCosta on the phone, right?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? Not a good day.
Yeah, it's a very sad day.
So you used to work at the Pulse Club where this the massacre took place?
Yes, I worked there for about a year. I was a shot person as well as a dancer.
And since you did work there, can you give us a little explanation of where is the club located? What's the neighborhood like? Is it in a diverse neighborhood? What's the club like? The clientele? Can you give us a little, take us into the club if you can?
Sure. The club is located about half a mile south of downtown Orlando in a pretty middle to upper class neighborhood. And the night event of last night was Latin night. So it was primarily Latino, Hispanic people, as well as a mixture of others as well. It is a medium-sized club. It can fit about 800 people at max capacity. And thank God that there are plenty of exit doors that people were able to get out of.
Is it a mostly a younger crowd, older crowd, mix? What would you say?
I would say primarily younger, with a mixture of older people as well.
And so, is the club itself very well known in the area?
Yes, the club's been around for about 10 years and has a very reputable reputation in the community, and has been a very entrepreneurial nightclub as well.
So, in other words, this shooter, and once again, we don't know his motivations. We don't know a lot about why he did this, but obviously it's a well-known enough club that he knew that there would be a lot of people there on a Saturday night.
Yes. Some of the performers, the drag queens that work there, have been featured on a national TV show called RuPaul's Drag Race.
So oh, okay.
They promote the club on that show.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he obviously knew that this would be a spot. If he wanted to do something horrendous, this would be certainly a spot where he could make his whatever his statement was. Now, as having worked there, like for instance, is it a big club? I mean, say when you're talking about the capacity, would it be shoulder to shoulder? I mean, I'm just trying to think of did people even have a chance inside once this started? If it was full, are there a lot of entryways or is it pretty crowded? Like I said, take us inside the club. What's it look like if you're just a patron in there?
Sure. The club has two rooms. One is the main dance floor that holds the majority of the patrons. And then there's a smaller side room about half the size of that main room, which is the dance bar where the dancers are on top of the bar dancing, as well as where the drag shows happen. That one can hold about 50 to 100 people. But the main dance floor holds the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. And then there is an outdoor patio connected to the main dance bar.
Hey, Benjamin, David Jennings in the newsroom. Got a quick question for you myself. How does the club fit in with the community? How does it fit in with Orlando? Is it a place? Have there ever been any kinds of issues with people having a problem with the club's presence or with the people who go to the club?
Not really. The gay community has been very accepted in Orlando for a long time. The first gay club started in about 1979. So the gay community has been very present in Orlando. And also, you would see a mixture on Saturday night of not just gay people, but gay people and their allies and their friends. And it's very well received. They've gotten awards from the city. And it's very reputable.
So even though Orlando, which obviously is the home to Disney and the Magic Kingdom, and would be considered a very, family friendly and maybe somewhat of a conservative area, you're telling us that that still, for the most part, this club and its patrons were accepted and were not, ostracized.
Right. And that's the feeling of Orlando. It's a family environment. And even Pulse was just like a family.
Would a lot of people at that club for instance, what time does that club close?
Normally the club closes at 2, so the shooting happened right when patrons were starting to leave.
Yeah, so now would there be a lot of people like every bar, I would assume, when it's closing time, everybody's congregating, they're all hanging out. outside of the place, deciding where we're going to go next, or saying goodbye, blah, blah, blah. So I assume that that was probably the scenario.
Yes. And also, Pulse hires armed security that is a part of the Orlando Police Department outside of the actual club to monitor the parking lot. So their security is pretty tight.
So coming off of what David was asking you about the way the club and its patrons are treated in that area, did you ever, I mean, you were a dancer, so now you were certainly, a prominent figure there. Did you ever feel, in danger or unsafe either performing there, going there, being in there?
No, the environment there is the complete opposite. Once you walk in, it feels like home. And it just feels like once you walk in that there is just a crowd of people that accept you for who you are. And the worries about the discrimination that happens out in the world just kind of fades away when you're in there. Because it's the one spot where it doesn't matter who you are, that you're accepted.
So now you're in Chicago. And you're an HIV counselor here in Chicago?
Yes, I am.
I would assume, have you talked or tweeted or gotten on social media with any of your friends? What are some of the reactions that some of your friends are having to this?
A lot of my friends have anger because not only has our home been invaded, per se, but also we're unable to help in many of our cities because of the FDA blood ban on gay men donating blood.
That's an interesting byproduct of that, isn't it? Yeah. And
our community has been attacked, and now we can't do anything to help because of outdated laws.
Maybe that will be revisited then for something like this. And just from you personally or your circle of friends, does this give you any moment of pause when you're going to go out tonight or during the week or next weekend? Does this give you any pause, or do you just say that, I'm going to have to go about my life. I can't let this affect me.
No, because if I were to pause or be quiet, then the bad person would win. And it's about being proud of who I am and not being ashamed to stand in the face of adversity and say, we are united and we will not be broken.
Well, I want to thank you, Benjamin DaCosta of Chicago, who used to work at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando where this massacre took place early this morning. Thank you for your time. I know it's not an easy day for you or anyone, but certainly if you're a member of the gay community, this has to be a very difficult day. And I want to thank you for taking time to give us some insights about your experience and some of your issues. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Great. That was Benjamin DaCosta telling us, giving us a little kind of insight into what this club was like, where this massacre took place, more at least at this point, 50 people dead at a shooting this morning in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub, a gay nightclub. We're going to take a quick break. First, let me say that this week on a very special Chicago's Best, check out which restaurants took the win in the battle for Chicago's Best. That's on Sunday night at 10 on WGN. It's about 12:19 here at WGN. My name is Jim Toronto, filling in for Dean Richards today. We'll be going around up until 1 o'clock. The last we had heard, President Obama was going to make a statement about the massacre in Orlando that took place early this morning around 12:30. So we'll see if that happens. If that does happen, we certainly will carry that live as we continue to follow this this breaking story that is only beginning to yield new facts as the minutes and hours go by.